Hello, this is Pastor Marv Nelson, and I'll be standing in for Pastor Rock this week as we continue our journey through 91 weeks with the Holy Spirit. As we look at this week's reading, let's look to see the work, foreshadowing, and echoes of the Spirit's work. This week's reading was a little bit trickier than normal, but the Spirit is still ever-present. This week, we'll continue reading in the book of Joshua. Joshua's story, for the most part, is one of victory, obedience, and hearing from the Lord. We see repeatedly how God was communicating with Joshua over his tenure as the leader of Israel. Joshua sought after God and desired his voice and power to lead, so he in turn could lead God's people. This too is an opportunity you and I have, namely, to be led by the power and voice of the Lord through the person of the Holy Spirit. As we look at Joshua's story and see him listening, seeking, and following the voice of the Lord, keep in mind, you and I have access to the same power and the voice through the person and work of the Holy Spirit of the living God. To me, during this week's reading, the most eye-opening verse from this week's reading comes from Joshua 9:14, which states, "So the men took some of their provision, but did not ask counsel from the Lord." This passage is so eye-opening because the Israelites, Joshua included, were secure in their knowledge in this situation. They didn't feel it was worthy of bothering the Lord. They figured that they had this and knew what was to be done. Yet later we will find that they didn't. Look at the evidence they were given. The Gibeonites had moldy bread, worn-out clothes, and a woebegone appearance. It was their ruse to show evidence that they were from a distant country. To Joshua's face, they even praised the exploits of God. They said something like, "We came so far because we heard how God has blessed you and wanted to be on your good side because we did not want to be destroyed." They played the God card, and it worked. Joshua and the rest of the leaders thought they knew. It's easy for us to judge from afar the mishaps of Joshua and even other believers. We can declare, "They should have seen it! How could they be so stupid?" However, we must ask, would I have seen it? In this particular situation, I don't know if I would have done anything different than Joshua and the leaders. It seemed obvious. They were from afar. They were not neighbors. Joshua's job as the leader was to seek God. He had access to the living, loving, breathing, and speaking God, yet ignored him in his arrogance. I fear many times we do the same thing with our own lives. We don't seek the Spirit's direction. We neglect to seek his wisdom and instead lead on our own. We look at the evidence from our earthly perspective, but forget to seek his heavenly perspective. It could all line up visibly, but still be an utter mess in the fullness of true reality. How often are we seeking God in big decisions? How often are we seeking him in our medium-sized decisions? Are we seeking God in our decisions at all? I have to be honest. I fear we, myself included, are not seeking the Spirit as we should, or even as we say that we are. Nor are we leading those who follow us to do so. I recently talked with a group of high school seniors. I asked each one of them the normal end-of-the-year question. What college are you going to? In a group that size, tons of different schools were offered as their prospective landing spaces. I followed up with this question. How'd you decide to go there? Several said, "My parents." Another large group said, "Scholarships." And still others said, "It's what I got into." I asked my third and final question. How many of you prayed and asked the Spirit where you were to go? I heard crickets. Not a single person offered an answer because they did not seek the Spirit. I was saddened by this, honestly. God does have direction for us. He speaks. He desires to show us the best way. Yet many times, we, again all of us, neglect him as Joshua did. Joshua's blunder of not seeking God went horribly bad for Israel for generations. It didn't just affect their ability to follow God's initial instructions, but came back to bite them again and again. Now hear me. This is not a shame campaign, but an eye-opening reality that we do have access to the voice of God through the Spirit. Are we seeking His will or blindly living into our own will? I pray that we can all learn from Joshua and the Israelites and seek to no longer neglect the counsel of the Lord. He can and will save us from many mistakes in our lives. Many times I think we may think, well, I messed up. I neglected the counsel of the Lord. I'm now disqualified. I'm here to say that's not true. God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called, if I can quote Pastor Rock for a moment. The enemy wants to shame us. The Lord simply seeks to convict us and draw us back to Himself. We can see this in the story of Joshua as well. Right after this neglect from Joshua, he now must go defend the people he foolishly made a pact with because he didn't seek the Lord. Yet, and here's the big part, God gave the enemies of the Gibeonites into Joshua's hands. The Lord said, I'm protecting you. Go and defend the people you swore to protect. This in and of itself is big, but God wasn't done. God not only used their swords to win the battle, but used the wind, hail, and storms to defeat the army against them. Then, in the heat of the battle, Joshua gets so pumped at God's assistance, he shouts for the sun to stop so the day and the winning battle could continue. He wanted no rest for the enemy and desired their full destruction. And God heard his prayer. You heard that right. God heard Joshua's prayer. Even though this whole ordeal happened because Joshua neglected to seek out the Lord's will, God still answered Joshua's prayer. The sun stood still. Joshua 10:14 states, there has been no day like it before or since when the Lord heeded the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. God didn't abandon Joshua when he neglected the Lord's voice. He allowed the consequences to play out, but he didn't return the favor of neglecting Joshua. We have a God who fights for us. For those of us who believe, he's on our side. He won't neglect us, even when we neglect him. He fights against the enemy of our soul on our behalf. He loves us, and that's why he desires we come to him and seek his Spirit out in our lives, so he can save us from the wars we didn't need to fight. Yet, because he loves us, he will fight against the enemy and hear our prayers for liberation from the evil clutches of the one who seeks to destroy us. We have an ever-present and loving God. I challenge you to seek out his wisdom and his counsel in big decisions, in medium decisions, and the decisions we have to make in life that may change or challenge us. But let me also say, the enemy will try to shame you when you don't. Reject his shaming and return back to the Lord, and the Lord will be there for you.